I want to begin my message this morning by telling you a story. He was one of Denmark's leading sculptors, and for years had dreamed of creating a masterpiece, a statue of Jesus as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now he was beginning to fulfill that dream by shaping a clay model of a somewhat larger than life than standing figure with its head thrown back and its arms upraised in a gesture of great majesty. It was his idea of Christ, the King, strong, dominant. And for weeks he worked carefully. And finally the model was complete. And as he looked at the model, he thought, "This will truly be my masterpiece." But during that night, an unusually heavy fog covered the area, seeping through every opening and even enveloping his model. The moisture affected the shape of the model, so that when he returned to his studio the next day, he was shocked to see what the moisture had done. The model was ruined. The droplets of water that had formed and then dripped from the statue created the illusion of bleeding. The head and shoulders were bent forward, bending at the waist. And his facial expression had been transformed from a strong, determined look to a softer, almost sad one. The arms no longer lifted toward the sky. They had dropped down, but were still reaching out as if welcoming those who stood before it. The sculptor was heartbroken, agonizing over the time wasted and the need to begin all over again. But something came over him to change his mood. He began to see that this image of Christ was the better one, and he placed on its base these words, "Come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden." Look around. We're living in a world of confusion, brokenness, and pain. In the midst of it all, it's easy to feel overlooked, broken, or even worthless. Have you felt that way? Whether it's health struggles, financial burdens, family problems weighing us down, our enemy, Satan, tries to convince us that we don't matter. But God's word tells a different story. You're valuable to me. In Jeremiah 18:1-8. Now remember, we're studying in Sunday school the book of Jeremiah. So in Jeremiah 18:1-8, God gives Jeremiah a vision of a potter at the wheel. A powerful reminder that the trials that we endure are not meaningless. They are part of God's molding process, shaping us into something beautiful, useful. This morning, let us stop and step into the potter's workshop and discover how his divine hands are crafting us for his glory. Now, the first thing we see is the potter's wheel. The potter's wheel is a fundamental tool, a place where a lump of clay is spun and shaped into something purposeful. The potter considers many things before he begins: cost, space, durability, and the work area required. But the most important factor of all is his vision. The potter, God himself, has a divine vision for us. He sees our end from the beginning. Every spin of the wheel, every press of his hand, every moment of shaping is part of the process. He works with care and love, molding us into, well, not into something cheap or common, but into a masterpiece. Now, the clay by itself seems ordinary, but in the hands of the potter, it becomes something of value. Clay must be the right texture. It can't be too dry or too wet. And even if it's marred, it can be reworked. In the same way, our lives may have flaws or past mistakes, but we are never beyond God's restoring touch. The shaping might involve alterations or pressure to seal the cracks and holes in our hearts. Paul speaks of this in Romans 9:20-21. Now I'm reading this from the Message version. Who in the world do you think you are to second guess God? Do you for one moment suppose any of us knows enough to call God into question? Clay doesn't talk back to the fingers that mold it, saying, "Why did you shape me like this?" Isn't it obvious that a potter has a perfect right to shape one lump of clay into a vase for holding flowers and another into a pot for cooking beans? You know, God knows what he's making, and our job is to yield in his hands. Now, his hands and feet. God's hands are on us. He's involved. He's kneading, reshaping, rebuilding, repairing. Every hurt, every scar, every tough edge is seen by the master potter. Even the wheel itself is powered by a foot pedal, steady, deliberate. God, the potter, controls the speed, ensuring the right pace for the process. And when we think of the potter's foot. We can't help but remember the feet of Jesus, pierced with spikes for our salvation. Those feet are still turning the wheel of grace in our lives today. Well done. Life is full of choices, pressures, molding moments. How we respond affects what we become. But if we remain in the potter's hands, the result will be beautiful. In the end, what matters most isn't how many times we were broken or reshaped. What matters is hearing these words from the Master: "Well done, good and faithful servant." Just like the servant in Jesus' parable, who multiplied the talents he was given. "Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them." His Lord said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord." You see, you are not forgotten. You are not worthless. You are not too broken. You are valuable to Him because you are being shaped by the hands of the Master Potter, formed for His purpose and destined by Him for His glory. Now, I would like to tell you one more story. It's about a teacup. A couple visiting England entered an antique store. This was their 25th wedding anniversary. And they both liked antique pottery, especially teacups. Seeing one that they liked, they asked, "May we see that one? We've never seen one quite so beautiful." After the lady handed it to them, suddenly the teacup spoke. "You don't know," he said, "but I have not always been a teacup. There was a time when I was just red clay. My master took me and rolled me and pounded me over and over, and I yelled out, 'Let me alone!' But he only smiled, 'Not yet.' Then I was placed on a spinning wheel, and suddenly I was spun around and around and around. 'Stop it! I'm getting dizzy,' I screamed. But the master only nodded and said, 'Not yet.' Then he put me in the oven. I never felt such heat. I yelled and knocked at the door. I could see him through the opening, and I could read his lips as he shook his head. 'Not yet.' Finally, the door opened. He put me on the shelf, and I began to cool. Then he brushed and painted me all over. The fumes were horrible. I thought I would gag. 'Stop it! Stop it!' I cried. He only replied, 'Not yet.' Then suddenly he put me back into an oven, not like the first one. This was twice as hot. And I knew I would suffocate. I begged, I pleaded, I screamed, I cried. I would never make it. I was ready to give up. But the door opened, and he took me out and placed me on the shelf. An hour later, he handed me a mirror and said, "Look at yourself." And I did. I said, "That's not me. That can't be me. It's beautiful. I'm beautiful." "I want you to remember then," he said. "I know it hurts to be rolled and pounded. But if I had just left you alone, you'd have dried up. I know it made you dizzy to spin around and around on the wheel. But if I had stopped, you would have crumbled. I know it hurt. And it was hot and disagreeable in the oven. But if I hadn't put you there, you would have cracked. I know the fumes were bad when I brushed and painted you all over. But if I hadn't done that, you never would have hardened. You would not have had any color in your life. And I know the second oven was hotter than the first. But if I hadn't put you there, you wouldn't survive for long, because the hardness would not have held. But now you are a finished product. You are what I had in mind when I first began you." Oh, I am sure that God knows what He is doing. He is the potter, and we are His clay. And if we let Him, He will mold us and make us so that we may be made into a flawless piece of work, to fulfill His good and pleasing and perfect will. Do you get the point of this message? Do you understand? We are in God's hands. And He's molding us, helping us, shaping us. And if we'll let Him, He'll make us into what He first had in mind when He began. We're going to sing the hymn of invitation. Have Thine Own Way, Lord. Have Thine Own Way. Thou art the potter, and I am the clay. Let's stand and sing that song together.